101.5. Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Katie, nope, that's not what we're doing.
Oh, wow.
I went to Katy Perry, and it was not Katy Perry.
No, this is trending in Tampa Bay.
It's trending, not Hollywood. switch gears. Okay. What food are we craving now that we are sort of all hanging out, you know, socially isolated, getting a lot of food delivered probably?
Mm-hmm.
There is a new, I guess it's a survey, and they asked people, and it comes through Uber Eats, what people are getting delivered the most during our time in quarantine. Do you guys want to take a guess?
Scott, what do you think it is?
I'm going to tell you what I've been craving, and it's sweets. Anything like a cookie or a cake, I've just been craving something sweet.
Miguel?
I feel like pizza. It's easily delivered, you can feed a lot of people, and you can save it, and it makes great leftovers.
That's true. No. Sorry.
Oh.
However, this is mainly like savory stuff. So to your point, Scott, the desserts people are ordering most are tiramisu, baklava, cheesecake,
baklava,
banana pudding, and churros.
Churros.
Nobody wants the just plain old chocolate chip cookies like I like.
We have refined palates.
Oh, I
know. Tiramisu. That's something.
I got tiramahu.
Tiramisu.
That's too fancy. Just give me a chocolate chip cookie or a strawberry cupcake.
All right. No. So that was the dessert section. But the main list was savory foods or like dinner type foods. And popular foods include pad thai.
Oh, yeah.
Burritos.
Mm-hmm.
Crab rangoon.
Oh.
I know, right? I didn't know that would be a comfort food in the pandemic.
That's too fancy for me.
But the number one thing people are craving, ordering, and getting delivered the most... fries. French fries.
Dang
yep.
It.
Just piling in those pounds of potatoes.
Why are you saying dang it, people? It's giving me comfort. Don't comfort my comfort, Scott.
There's a lot of great... That, you said all those great foods, and then we end up with just potatoes that are sliced and fried.
Oh, wait a minute. Excuse me.
I'm just saying.
You don't just simply fry potatoes. You have to season them well. You have to make sure that you have the right oil to cook them in. You don't just fry them.
Say that.
All right.
Write that down.
How dare you?
Wow. Okay, well, I guess not all fries were created equal. Miguel?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay. So anyway, that's what your Tampa Bay neighbors are ordering the most. So FYI. I also wanted to touch on some of the things that are big happening with COVID-19 nationally, and that includes that there are signs that things have tabloid in New York, meaning they are hitting their peak. It's still a really tragic situation because their healthcare system, their hospitals are overflowing, but they haven't been, the numbers haven't been going up and up and up. They're kind of at the peak. So that's good news for the rest of us. And the transition, though, Dr. Fauci says, may take a while. It may take until we get a vaccine to be able to go back to life the way it normally was. Because those that are at risk, elderly or immunocompromised, those people may need to remain, you know, isolated until we can get a vaccine to get taken care of this whole thing. So we'll see what happens with that. But those are the updates as far as national news goes on COVID-19. That's what's trending in Tampa Bay.
It is 7:37, and we've got to get to a Hall of Fame blown off. And thanks to Angel Wharf on Facebook, who said, there is something that happened between Emma and Matt when he went to go visit her at her parents' house that made him go, no, your parents, what are they into? What could Matt have possibly seen at Emma's parents' house that made him not call her back for a second date? We've got to find out with our Hall of Fame blown off after Justin Bieber and Quavo.